In today's halacha, we're going to discuss, it's the first of two lessons on the laws and customs of the recital of Slichus. So we begin reciting Slichus starting this Motzei Shabbos, and we continue doing so throughout the week until Rosh Hashanah. This custom originated at least 800 years ago in the times of the Gaonim, as the custom is mentioned in the Torah, and is brought down also in the Rambam and other places. The reason why we begin saying Slichus on Motzei Shabbos is because Slichus must always be recited for a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. In years, the Rosh Hashanah falls on the earlier days of the week, such as on a Monday or a Tuesday, then Slichus has actually begun the previous week on Motzei Shabbos, so we have about 7 days of the recital of Slichus. The reason why we have to have at least 4 days of Slichus is for two different reasons mentioned in Paiskim. The Levush, as is brought in the Taz and the Magen Avraham, writes that the reason is because it was accustomed to fast for a total of 10 days for the 10 days of repentance. Each day would be a fast day, as a fast of tshuva. And since within the 10 days of repentance, there are 4 days that we're now at a fast, which are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos in between, and Erev Yom Kippur, therefore, we begin reciting Slichus 4 days beforehand to make up the 4 missed fasts. Another reason mentioned in the El Yarab and the Ateres Kenim, based on the Yerushalmi of Rosh Hashanah, is as follows. The law is that a carbon must be separated 4 days prior to its slaughtering in order to make sure that it's free of blemish. So too, we must separate ourselves at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make sure that we are free of blemish. As in Rosh Hashanah, it is considered as if we are the sacrifice as opposed to other holidays when it is the carbon that actually serves as a sacrifice. For this reason, it is proper for every individual to increase in tshuva throughout these 4 days. It's interesting to note that although today we are no longer accustomed to fast on the days of Slichus, the Rebbe Rayat, as is brought in HaKriya Kdesha in 1941, instituted that the Tmimim fast on the first day of Slichus. In that institution, one who is weak was stated to fast only until midday. This is no longer a custom today, even amongst the Tmimim. To note that this minhag of starting Slichus only from Matzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is, as we've spoken in the past, an Ashkenazi custom, as the Sfaradim begin saying Slichus already from after Reish Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Until when do we recite Slichus? So the main custom and original institution of Slichus was to be recited daily until Yom Kippur, meaning throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva we recite Slichus. This was the original custom mentioned in the Torah and in the name of the Gaonim. This custom of Slichus to be said during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah and in the Alter Rebbe in the Laws of Yom Kippur. Likewise, the Alter Rebbe in the Laws of Yom Kippur in the Siddur, when he discusses the Kaparis, he states over there that the Kaparis is to be done by Shmuras HaBaker after Slichus. Thus, it is clear that it is an old vintage custom to recite Slichus also during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Despite this, the Chabad custom is not to recite Slichus after Rosh Hashanah, and only before Rosh Hashanah is it recited. This custom is dated, is cited in Sefer HaMenhagim, as well as letters of the Rebbe in Rigas Kodesh. Eitzim Menhagi Chabad states that the Rebbetzins of Chabad were accustomed to say Slichus during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and there were also some Chassidim Lubavitch that would do so, but it wasn't the majority. As for the reason why our custom is, ideally, not to say Slichus during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is recorded by the Rebbe in Sefer HaSichus, Tav Shin Nun, based on the Tzemach Tzedek, that the Tzemach Tzedek stated that prior to Rosh Hashanah, that is a time of the speech of Tshuva, that one should speak out his Tshuva. But after Rosh Hashanah, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that is a time of the action of Tshuva, and therefore, it no longer pertains to the idea of speech that is expressed through the recital of slichas. Thus, it ends up that our non-recital of slichas during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is not a leniency for us, but a higher level of tshuva that we're performing in action. Regarding the meaning of slichas, the Rebbe in Likutei Slichas describes that the idea of slichas is as follows. Every single year, Hashem grants every single Jew a number of matters of blessings. These matters of blessings are considered a loan to him that it should be repaid throughout the year in the form of Torah and mitzvahs. One who does not pay this debt is given Elul to do so. One who did not do so during Elul is then given Slichas to do so, in which Hashem willingly forgives the debt, seeing the true desire of the person to change. It's recorded in Sefer HaSlichas of the Rebbe Rayatz that during the days of Slichas, this is an especially auspicious time for Chassidim to sing the Nigun of Dalut Bavis. Regarding one who is reciting Slichas in a minyan in which a Chassan is present, then although we do not say Tachanan when a Chassan is present, nonetheless, Slichas is recited as usual, with exception that we do not recite the confession prayer of Ashamnu. So although when we say Slichas before davening, we recite Tachanan of Ashamnu, in this situation when a Chassan is present, we do not recite it. Rav Leibel Groner told over that when he was a chassan during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and during the slichas of before Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe told him to leave 770 in order to allow the congregation to say Hashamnu during the slichas prayer.